USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at a red, white, and blue COG Keep America Great rally in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He praises police officers and invites members on stage. And he tells the crowd the only reason Joe Biden was a good vice president is that he kissed Obama's A, as in behind. The president says he will continue to drain the swamp.
The wretched Washington swamp has been trying to nullify the results of a truly great and democratic election, the election of 2016. They're trying. They're not getting very far. They want to erase your vote like it never existed. They want to erase your voice. And they want to erase your future.
The president's son, Eric Trump, at the rally, along with Vice President Mike Pence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
In USA News for Your Health, flu season is right around the corner.
It's really hard to predict how bad it's going to be, but it's anticipated to be a bad season because of what's already happened in the southern hemisphere.
That's Dr. Belkis Pimentel with Kaiser Permanente in Atlanta, Georgia. She tells USA Radio News.
So in Australia, they had one of the worst seasons yet for them. And so they are getting over their winter while we're starting our winter now. And so it gives us a little bit of a window of what it's going to be like here, but it's not predictive exactly because things change and they're viruses. So it's really unpredictable.
So what does Dr. Pimentel recommend you do? She tells USA Radio News.
The recommendation right now is for everybody to get their flu vaccine in order to prevent it. Everybody who's 6 months and older. We don't have flu activity going on as much right now, and it's actually not measured or recorded until the late October.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
New York Congressman Republican Lee Zeldin still has plenty of questions about the so-called whistleblower and Democrat Adam Schiff. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
As House Democrats continue to lead an impeachment inquiry over President Trump's July phone call with the Ukrainian president, the whistleblower's identity is still unknown. Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York tells Fox News.
There's a lot of focus on this whistleblower. What that statement doesn't provide any light on is why is it that before that attorney was even hired and even knew about the whistleblower complaint, that the whistleblower was already in touch with Schiff and his staff.
I'm Tim Berg.
Former South Carolina Congressman Republican Trey Gowdy leaving Fox News for a new position involving President Trump. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Fox News says it's decided to part ways with former South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy after Gowdy was named outside counsel to President Trump as the impeachment inquiry ramps up. Gowdy had joined Fox News as a contributor just a few months ago. The 55-year-old had served as the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, and he headed up the House Benghazi panel, which investigated a terrorist attack in Libya that left 4 Americans dead. Last week, Gowdy had said on Fox News that Representative Adam Schiff, the California Democrat leading the impeachment inquiry, was, quote, mishandling the investigation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.